This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up this hour, a bit later in the hour, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to Cypress Hill and Atmosphere. Their show comes to Pier 6 Pavilion August 15th. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets.
I would say if people want to chime in just on the debate on the Terry-O-Meter, if you think you like cakes at 85%, or you're like Jason and I, and you think he's not going to miss any games, you're welcome to chime in throughout the hour. Take your calls, whatever. You don't have to do it right this second. But I do believe, I think of the four guys. Who's the fourth guy? I'm not even familiar with the fourth holdout, Drab, that you mentioned.
Hendrickson. James Cook,
James
Parsons.
Cook.
See, I don't know James Cook's situation.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that.
Yeah.
CBSSports.com has an article about the hold-ins, the most prominent hold-ins.
Yeah.
Touching on all four of those players. So let's touch on Micah Parsons first, and then we'll get to Terry toward the end.
Of the three that I'm familiar with, yeah. Micah Parsons, I think, would be maybe the most likely to hold out.
So basically, they're giving you the issue, the situation, the current deal, the demand, and prediction for each player.
Mm-hmm.
So for Micah, they say the issue is the four-time Pro Bowl pass rusher claims he no longer wants to play for the Cowboys after an offseason of unproductive negotiations over a long-term deal. So Parsons is at camp, but he's declining to practice. His current deal, he signed through 2025. He's due $21 million on a fifth-year option to close out his rookie deal.
I would say him holding out for me, I mean, him being suited up for week one would be like a 40% at best.
Okay.
Maybe 20%.
We don't have a Micah-o-meter.
If you want to do a Micah-o-meter.
Maybe Valdez has more time on his hands this week, and he can make a meter for each of the guys.
Yeah.
We'll have a Trey-o-meter.
I think he's more likely.
Okay. So apparently the demand on the Parsons side is that he's reportedly seeking a deal around $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
Which would make him one of the highest, if not the highest paid non-quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Would that be a four-year deal?
Not sure, okay. But I would assume yes. So CBSSports.com's prediction is that Micah Parsons will sign a four-year, $180 million extension with the Cowboys.
When?
So
before
the season?
It doesn't say when, it just said that's their prediction.
All right.
They're not giving you like an exact timeline.
All right.
And that would be... So that would be more than what Myles Garrett and TJ Watt are making.
Yep.
Okay.
So Hendrickson, we'll move on to him. He wants to find a new deal after more than a year of failed negotiations with the Bengals. He's at camp. Remember, he held out for a bit. He went to, I think he has a house in Jacksonville, Florida. He was hanging out there.
He made it seem like he was going to be hunkered down all of camp.
Right.
That lasts like a week.
And then he's like, well, I'm racking up $50K a day that I'm due, so I'll get back to camp. So he's back in camp. He's signed through 2025. He's due $18.5 million in the final year of his deal. Their prediction is that he will sign a two-year, $72 million extension with the Bengals.
All right.
All right. So they're expecting him to come to some form of agreement, too. James Cook is probably the least heralded.
I don't know his deal.
Of all of these players. But he had a really good season last year in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great year.
I think he scored double-digit rushing touchdowns. I don't remember the exact number.
Yeah, great year.
But I think it was like 12 or 13. And he was a factor in the passing game.
And he signed through this year, I believe.
He signed through 2025. He's due $5.7 million in the final year of his rookie deal. They're predicting that he will sign a three-year, $43.5 million extension with the Bills, which is pretty good money for a running back in the current era of the NFL. That's, what, 14-ish million per year, AAV? Mm-hmm. So now we finally get to Terry from the Commanders, obviously. He's looking for a pay raise in front of the final year of his current deal. He's signed through 2025. He's due $25.5 million in the final year of a three-year extension that he signed with Buddy Baker a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Their prediction, CBSSports.com, for Terry, agrees to play out current contract with added guarantees.
That kind of goes along with what I think.
So out of all of the four, they think he does not sign the extension.
They think he is the one of the four of the high-profile hold-ins that does not sign a long-term extension.
That's kind of what
I think.
But
that he plays on the current deal, they sweeten the current deal, and then I guess they deal with it at the end of the season, maybe franchise him.
Because when did Chase get his deal?
March.
So after the season, he played. See, I think that's what's going to happen.
They picked
maybe
up
that's
his,
the way that they're headed at
I
this
think
point.
They just picked up his fifth-year option, and then he played it out.
Of all the guys, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, of all the guys that have missed games, when Cam Chancellor, I don't even think it was a thing then, when he missed games, did he hold in and then miss games? I don't think that was a thing then. I don't think that was a thing, right?
I mean, Jonathan Taylor just missed four games 2 years ago with a phantom ankle injury because he was upset about his contract.
Right.
And he demanded a trade. And he sat out a quarter of the season. So,
well, what's the – if you start out on
– and then as soon as they gave him a deal, he reported.
Does he get paid when he's sitting out because of the injury? The alleged injury?
I guess.
Probably.
I would guess you probably get paid.
Yeah.
Probably.
He was put on the PUP list, which is they would probably have to do with Terry.
Well, here's my question. If you're on the PUP list week one – what's the minimum amount of games you have to miss? How long do you have to be on the PUP list?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Did he sit out four games because he had to sit out?
Might be the number, but I can look in. Look, I could double check that, but I think it might be
four.
So
if Terry sits out and he says he's hurt, the phantom ankle injury, and he's on the PUP, he has to miss the first month?
I'd have to double check. I don't know that off the top of my head. PUP list rules.
And if that's the case, I don't think there's a chance he's going to do it. He's not going to sacrifice four games.
But if he's on the PUP, he gets paid.
Yeah, you're required to. If you start week one on the PUP list, you're required to miss at least the first four.
Okay, so if he's on the PUP list, he's missing the first month.
But he's getting paid.
Okay, that's fine.
So that's
but he also likes to win.
That's when you know that it's really ugly between. If he does that, then it has gotten really, really ugly between the two parties.
I don't see a future. If he does that, I don't see a future here. They'll just play it out.
If he does that, I'd be shocked if they franchised him at the end of the year.
No, it'll be
that
over.
Would just mean like
it'll be over.
It's too toxic.
When Taylor did that, what did they do? What happened after that?
They gave him a new deal.
They did. Yeah, if Terry does that, I think it's over.
If that happens, that's a disaster for the offense, in my opinion. Unless Jaden is so good, he just elevates Jalen Lane and McCaffrey in year two. Ben Sinnott gets more involved. Zach Ertz's catches go up. But I think it really hampers the offense if Terry isn't there for any extended period of time.
Oh, yeah. If he's out for a month.
Because, who's
him.
Who's the big play guy on the offense if Terry McLaurin is absent?
It would have to be Debo.
Debo would have to be the
guy.
He would have to have that season that he had. Was it 3 years ago?
Yeah,
I mean, he needs a season like that.
It's possible to keep
the Commanders afloat.
It's possible. I mean, he can do it.
It is possible. I think it's.
I don't think it's highly unlikely,
but it's possible.
By the way, they love what they see from Debo so far.
Sure, especially in the absence of Terry not being there.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to lean into Debo.
He's doing everything that's
asked. It's going to be all Debo all the time.
He's just as physical and as fast as he's ever been.
Yeah, I guess I kind of regret calling him fat about a month ago. Right. I might want to walk that back a little bit. No. Has looked pretty good in camp.
He just needs to stay healthy. He just needs to
stay on the field. Staying on the field is critical.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Guys do hold out. Guys do miss games. I do not believe that my Terry McLaurin is going to miss games.
I'm just stunned that it's dragged on this long.
I'm surprised too.
Shocking to me.
I'm surprised too, because I actually thought that the Commanders would just kind of just pay him a little bit just for being a good guy, mm-hmm. and they would just kind of reward him for being Terry, mm-hmm. and not risk having acrimony and upsetting their star player. But apparently they don't care about that. They don't mind that Terry's in his feelings and that he's feeling disrespected.
Right.
I would have thought that the team would have tried to avoid that, but they clearly are not.
They're dug in.
They don't have a problem with that.
They have made their position known, and it's not a position that Buddy Baker and Terry McLaurin are fans of.
And Adam Peters has seen these situations play out before, especially in San Francisco, and he's okay with a player being hurt
right.
and having his feelings hurt, and then eventually just having to come into play. That's what I think is going to happen.
Or they get a deal done a week before the season, like they did with Brandon
Ayuk. The problem with getting a deal done and everybody thinks is going to happen is that would intimate that the Commanders cave. I don't see them caving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
They're not going to cave.
Well, they don't. Maybe they don't cave, but they could budge a little bit. Both sides budge.
A little bit. It's going to be a marginal move.
That might be enough.
They're way far away. And
that could be enough.
Or Terry says, you know what? I'm just going to play out this year. Give me a little bit more guarantees, and then we'll part ways. We'll figure it out next year.
And we'll reconvene.
And I'll get what I'm looking for. I'll get the $30 million AAV
right.
somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it playing out.
All right, got to take a break here. Welcome to weigh in on the latest in the Terry drama at 800-636-1067. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to go see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere at Pier 6 Pavilion. So keep listening for your chance to win. It's coming up very soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.